With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We are watching the new year make its way across the planet, with New Zealand and Australia having already welcomed in 2026. Across the U.S., preparations are in place, including in New York City, where the Times Square ball drop could draw more than a million revelers to the crossroads of the world. The Trump administration is freezing child care funds to Minnesota after a series of fraud allegations.
The move follows years of investigation that began with a $300 million scheme at the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, for which 57 defendants have been convicted. Prosecutors said the organization was at the center of the country's largest COVID-19-related fraud scam, in which defendants exploited a state-run, federally funded program intended to provide food for children. Earlier this month, the federal prosecutor alleged half or more of the roughly $18 billion in federal funds that supported 14 programs in Minnesota may have been stolen. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Justice Department is suing Virginia for providing in-state tuition for illegal immigrants.
The lawsuit targets a Virginia law that allows non-citizens to access reduced in-state tuition rates at public universities and colleges if they can establish they reside in the state. The Justice Department argues the measure conflicts with federal immigration law in violation of the U.S. Constitution. This week's lawsuit marks the Trump administration's latest effort to challenge state laws that provide benefits to illegal immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Communist China's military says it has successfully wrapped up 2 days of live-fire military drills in the waters off Taiwan. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 30 points. This is SRN News. Puerto Rico approves a pro-life law.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states, but local leaders say it's just as bad. One Christian clergyman reports that most believers are afraid to go out at night for fear of being targeted by Muslim gangs. But he tells aid to the church in need, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The key word is resilience, persevering in prayer, hope, and doing good. This is SRN News. The government declares a temporary truce in a high-profile immigration case.
In a court filing, the Trump administration states immigration officials do not plan to detain Kilmer Abrego Garcia again as long as the judge's order banning it stands. However, Immigration and Customs Enforcement did make clear it would detain Abrego Garcia if the order is lifted. The Salvadoran citizen's case has become a lightning rod in the immigration debate. Earlier this month, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes questioned whether government officials could be trusted to follow court orders, barring them from taking Abrego Garcia into immigration custody or deporting him. I'm Ben Thomas.
Greg Abel faces a challenge of taking over Berkshire Hathaway from the legendary Warren Buffett this week. Many regard Buffett as the world's greatest investor after he grew Berkshire from a struggling New England mill to the massive conglomerate it is today. More details at srnnews.com.